closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Actually, from 2016, Boston Children's Hospital, didn't have a chance to read the whole thing. A friend sent it where it's similar, where basically the subject line on the email is medical kidnapping, and reading the story, that's really what it was. All right, one more call on this, and then we are on to other things. Al in Green Bay. Al, go ahead.
Yes, Jerry. I listened to your program today, and then you're talking about single-payer health insurance and stuff like that. Do people remember a program called Logan's Run way back when? I think in the 1970s or 80s.
It was a movie and then a TV series, futuristic, right, where they are killed at age 30, is it?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, you think, I guess there's some similarities. A little trouble with the connection, Al. Thanks a lot for the call. All right, we're going to move on to other things. By the way, if you're just joining us, that was in conjunction with the Charlie Gard topic. A lot of things I want to try to plow through in this hour. Just a whole lot of things. I want to start with, I briefly mentioned the Minneapolis police shooting, and a listener pointed out, and yes, I was aware of this, that the officer who shot the woman is Somali and did have an issue in his record. I didn't mention it because of the moment, I don't know that either element is relevant. I don't know that they may or may not be. At this point, I don't consider either element relevant. So there's that. I do want to mention something. It's in the news here today that Kohler is opening its third hotel, I believe the first one outside of Sheboygan County. There's the Inwood Lake, of course, the American Club, both in Kohler. Lodge Kohler, right across the street from Lambeau Field opening today. It occurred to me, Earl, as we're getting near preseason, if you listen anywhere outside the Green Bay area and you attend Packers games, you're in for a big surprise. When you see the Titletown development, I see it often. I jog past the backside of it. I walk my dog past the backside of it. And it is just spectacular. Lodge Kohler looks amazing. Rooftop restaurant. And I will tell you, I am anxious to see how the Kohler restaurant is at Lodge Kohler. And I've mentioned this on the air before. An anniversary tradition was for us to go. It was usually the Wisconsin Room when we lived in Sheboygan. We did Black Wolf once. Did Whistling Straits a couple of times. But we have always loved the Kohler restaurants. Earl, we actually, on an annual basis, we requested a waitress when we would, she was that good. When we'd make the reservations, we would request her. She was that good. That was at the Wisconsin Room. But when, you know, for a preseason game or regular season, if you don't get to Green Bay much, but you do get to Packer games, if you're from Wausau, Sheboygan, or wherever, and you haven't been to Green Bay, if you walk from what I consider the west part, western side, it's not really squared up, but you will be amazed at the development. It's Hinterland Brewing and Restaurant. I've been in there, but at the bar. I've not had a meal there. I am really curious to check out the restaurant at Lodge Kohler, and the Bellin Sports Facility is coming up nicely as well, and I that's the one that I get closest to when I walk the dog or I jog. It's just going to be a transformation. I see it all the time. I live in Ashwaubenon. I see it all the time. It's going to be a shock to the system when you walk up, particularly that side of the stadium. It's amazing. I mean, it is just amazing what that development is, and there's more to come. But it's been something to watch it materialize. It really has. So bear that in mind if you'll be taking in a preseason game and you're not from the Green Bay area. Well, you know, I shouldn't say that. There are people from Brown County who probably haven't been anywhere near there. Probably a lot of people who live in the area that haven't seen it. It's remarkable. Have you been by there lately, Earl? Lodge Kohler looks magnificent, doesn't it? Yeah, it really does. I will tell you, Kohler does things right, and yes, this is a segue. The proposed new golf course is in trouble. City Council has kind of put it in limbo. Sheboygan City Council, they haven't acted on the annexation. You remember they basically trying to circumvent the town, have the city of Sheboygan annex the property. I knew that wasn't going to be an easy lift. Plus, they had to do some fancy dancing with the annexation, some parcels that had to be included, and the town is already threatening legal action against the annexation. I didn't think it was a Hail Mary, but I thought annexation was something of a long shot. We'll see how it plays out. I think an additional Kohler golf course would be a great thing for Sheboygan County. I think the Kohler, they don't call it the hospitality division, but do they call it? I don't think they do. I think it's another word. But maybe it is. Anyway, they just do it very, very well, everything they do. And I hope it happens because I think it would be a good thing for Sheboygan County. But right now, the prospects don't look particularly good. This is from hotair.com. Okay, so remember under the Obama administration, there was the new U.S. military rules allowing openly transgender applicants to enlist in the military. Okay. Came under the Obama administration. Under the Trump administration, there was a delay. It appears the delay is just that, a delay. Jazz Shaw reporting on this yesterday at Hot Air. It seems that this is truly just a delay and not a foreshadowing of some possible reversal of course. In preparation for this shift in policy, the Army is rolling out special training material specifically tailored for female soldiers to train them in advance so they can be prepared for the day when, and this is in quotes, it's from the guidance, when women with male genitalia stroll into the shower. The U.S. Army is telling women they need to accept gender-confused biological men in their showers, bathrooms, and barracks as part of a controversial policy to build dignity and respect for transgender soldiers. The guidance is part of the Pentagon's new transgender inclusion agenda launched by President Obama and gaining ground in the armed services. Social conservatives are mounting a counteroffensive to ditch the trans program altogether. Then there's a vignette in a PowerPoint. In vignette 4 of an Army's PowerPoint guidance titled Policy on the Military Service of Transgender Soldiers Training Module, Tier 3, Units and Soldiers, issued last September, it states the following regarding a hypothetical transgender soldier who is transitioning to a new gender. And I can't possibly read this thing. Maybe I can. Understand, because they just have a screenshot of the PowerPoint here. And my bifocals are maybe just like one prescription out of date. Understand that you may encounter individuals in barracks, bathrooms, or shower facilities with physical characteristics of the opposite sex, despite having the same gender marker in DEERS, whatever that is. All soldiers should be respectful of the privacy and modesty concerns of others. However, transgender soldiers are not required or expected to modify or adjust their behavior based on the fact they do not match other soldiers. Look, as you know, this issue hits close to home to me, the issue of how a transgender person is treated. But I don't think it makes you transphobic if you're someone with female genitalia who are uncomfortable with someone with male genitalia sharing a shower with you. The grand dream might be that there's just this notion that gender is a state of mind is something I still haven't coped with. And I don't expect to anytime soon. I do understand, and I have a different perspective on the transgender community over the last couple of years. But the notion, and here's the elephant in the room. A lot of people who want to transgender in a role-playing way, but don't want to have reassignment surgery. Well, I personally think it's easier to understand if you want to transition completely than say, I'm going to continue to have the genitalia with which I was born, but present as a member of the opposite sex. This has created problems in ER rooms. When people are admitted as one sex but are biologically another. When you tell a doctor that someone is a male, to a doctor, that means one thing. You are a biological male because that's all the doctor cares about when it comes to your treatment. And while I believe that we need to be tolerant and we need to accept everybody, this is not rational. This isn't rational. Well, yeah, it's Earl's like, that's not just a small matter when it comes to a doctor. And this is the part, this would be a complex issue the way it is. But I think that you're going to reassign the role you're in, but not your biological sex or gender. I don't think it's reasonable to tell women in the military that they have to accept a person with a penis in the shower with them. I don't think that's reasonable. And I don't know how this is going to play out. Here's an easily answered question, or not. Should O.J. Simpson get out of prison at his parole hearing later this week? I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you two things. What I think should happen, what I think will happen in 5 minutes. It's 10:20.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.